This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Wilmington Symphonic Winds, boasting about 65 musicians from Wilmington, Jacksonville, Fayetteville, and even South Carolina, kicks off the season on Sunday at Odell Williamson Auditorium. The concert, Tour de Force, features music from Sousa, Bernstein, Kalinikoff, and more. I spoke with flutist Deborah Phillips from the band. What are some of your favorite pieces that you're really looking forward to?
Well, some of the pieces I had never done before, but I would like to say that since it's baseball season right now, the National Game March by John Philip Sousa is going to be a lot of fun to play, and I think it's going to be fun for the audience to hear because they're actually going to hear the sounds of a baseball bat on stage. Percussion section gets to do that, so that one's fun. And then when I was growing up in band programs, we did a lot of orchestral transcriptions. People don't do them as much now as they used to, so I'm enjoying being able to do the orchestral transcriptions also, especially Zampa. And then also, West Side Story, the selections from West Side Story, this will be the 100th birthday of Leonard Bernstein, and so it's kind of nice to be celebrating that. And these are melodies that everybody knows. Everybody who will come to that concert, they'll know those melodies because they've heard them most of their lives. We are glad to be at Odell Williamson Auditorium for a lot of different reasons. One is it's a fundraising concert for our commission piece, so there's no charge for the admission. It's free of charge. We're hoping that people might see fit to give us a donation to help towards the commissioning project for Mark Camphouse's commission that'll come out in 2018. So we're actively fundraising right now, and we also want to grow our audience and be able to have people from South Carolina and Brunswick County meet us and come hear us, and maybe they'll be part of our audience in the future.
What does it mean when a band is having a commission from a composer?
Well, that's a very exciting project, and I've been part of that as a band director before, so this to me is really exciting to be able to be in the administration part of it. But what happens is that a band would solicit a composer of their choice to see if they would write a piece for them. And if they do, then there's a process of about probably 2 years. Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer. When you solicit a composer, they first of all want to know whether they want to do it for you. And so I'm sure that he has listened to our group and decided whether we could perform the music that he would want to write. And then the trick is to get the contract written to fund it. And then we'll be premiering it next November, a year.
One of the pieces you will be playing at the concert is by Mark Camphouse.
Yes.
Called Yosemite Autumn.
That's correct. The new band director at UNCW, Dominic Talanka, will be conducting that piece, which is one of the pieces that he actually prepared as he was working on his doctoral studies at Northwestern University. And since we're going to be commissioning a piece by Mark Camphouse, we thought that we would lead into it. So probably each concert from here through the end of this season will have a Mark Camphouse piece. Gives us a chance to learn his style also, to be able to play his music. It gives all of us a chance to learn his style and play his music and feature it. This piece that we're doing on this concert is the first piece that I've ever played of his. It's more lyrical than what we're playing the rest of the concert. I think it's very contemporary sounding. It'll probably evoke more emotions.
That was flutist Deborah Phillips. The Wilmington Symphonic Winds concert, Tour de Force, is this Sunday at 4:30 at Odell Williamson Auditorium. More details at whqr.org.